As we mentioned, the last American troops are expected to leave Iraq over the next week or so. NPR's Tom Bowman reports that they're heading south toward Kuwait, the starting point for a war that began nearly 9 years ago.
The last American military unit out of Iraq will be part of the 1st Cavalry Division from Fort Hood, Texas. It's a division that fought in some of the war's toughest battles and suffered nearly 300 killed. The last to leave will stream down the highway in armed military convoys, carefully scanning the roads for bombs or insurgent fighters. Attack helicopters will help protect them on the way to Kuwait.
It is not just guys getting on the road driving down south.
Lieutenant General Frank Helmick is overseeing the redeployment of American forces. Helmick says there have been few incidents as the American troops make their way home, but they're not taking any chances.
Our soldiers are ready if there is a problem on the road.
Iraq does remain a dangerous place.
That's Major General Jeff Buchanan, the spokesman for American forces in Iraq. He says the last American soldier killed by hostile fire died in a roadside bomb explosion last month, just north of Baghdad. And in September, another soldier died from sniper fire near the northern city of Kirkuk.
But the level of security incidents across the country is well down from what it was in 2005, 6, or 7. And it's even dropped since last year.
There are now about 50 attacks each week all over Iraq, officials say. That's down from 1,600 weekly attacks back in 2007. U.S. forces moved out of Baghdad and other cities 2 years ago, turning over responsibility to Iraqi forces. And last year, the Iraqis took the lead in all combat operations throughout the country. Since then, U.S. forces have been largely advising and training Iraqi forces, but American Special Operations troops are still fighting, taking part in counterterror operations with Iraqi commandos, at least for a little while longer, says General Buchanan.
The vast majority of our troops will be out of the country and even the staging areas by Christmas.
General Buchanan says the main focus now is closing down the remaining American bases and turning them over to Iraqi control. There are now 4 U.S. bases in Iraq, down from a high of 500 bases and other military facilities. And the Americans are leaving behind hundreds, if not thousands, of pieces of U.S. property for the Iraqi government. That includes things like housing trailers, flat-screen TVs, desks, and chairs. It's far cheaper to leave it all behind than to cart it home. Again, General Buchanan.
Just off the top of my head, we've saved $700 million in unnecessary shipping costs to move this stuff back to the U.S.
But Iraq won't get everything, says General Helmick.
What we wouldn't leave here is any type of armored equipment, any type of military vehicle, any type of ammunition. All of that will be sent back to the United States or, if required, sent to Afghanistan.
Afghanistan. That's where some of the soldiers leaving Iraq will likely find themselves fighting, maybe as early as next year. For now, though, they'll be heading to bases back home. One of them is Fort Bliss in Texas. Folks there are gearing up to greet their soldiers coming home from Iraq, those assigned to the 1st Armored Division.
I would say 1,000 troopers are still inbound.
Lieutenant Colonel Dennis Swanson is a spokesman at Fort Bliss. He says the city of El Paso is gearing up to welcome the troops home.
We've got everything from some coming home TV show here. We've got church communities have given us tickets for returning troopers and their families to attend Christmas plays and Christmas musicals. We've got like 3 of those going on.
The festivities will continue through the end of the month. A local businessman has donated 5,000 tickets to the upcoming Sun Bowl in El Paso. Soldiers just back from the war can relax in the stands and watch Georgia Tech take on Utah, and then get ready for their next deployment. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.